Thank you. hit my ride on the electric guitar from North Pole Beach, South Carolina, San Jose.
Thank you.
tonight, I can tell us it's going to be a really hard night. Woo! Tell us that last night in the beautiful country, so we're just going to let everything happen. So hard up here and run around so much that we get exhausted. And then we get on the plane and we just have to sleep for the whole 20 minutes. And then it's perfect that it's happening here in this room tonight, because this is a badass room to play music. 15, 16 years old. For some reason, Jimbo and I didn't go to the same school. For some reason, we were together at the school function, and they had asked me and Jimbo to help them park the school buses in the parking lot. Of course, they wouldn't let us drive them. We were just supposed to stand out and do whatever version of Top Sheet and we got people to run into each other. And we were real bad at that. We did a real bad job. It was sort of a disaster as well. And Jimbo, at some point, just sort of vanished. I came back about 10 minutes later, and he didn't give a damn whether he was doing a good job or not. I thought, man, I need to start hanging out with this dude. We've been friends for about 20 years.
Thank you.
Thank you. But she liked the song, she's my wife now.
Girl, leave your boots by the bed. He ain't
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jim Jewell for opening up for us on this. Says thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
She said, "You're taking me home." But I knew she planned to sleep on. I carried her to bed, sweep up the hair from the floor. If I fucked her before she got sick, I'd never hear the end of it. But she don't have the spirit for that. We drink our drinks to laugh out loud, bitch about the weekend crowd, and try to ignore the elephant somehow. She said, "Seagulls in a coffee cup, share of her eyes and her hair almost all gone. When she was drunk, she made cancer jokes. She made up her own doctor's note. Surround